Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Friday, October 23rd. Governor Gretchen Whitmer approved bills yesterday that offer protections to Michigan employers and employees who are trying to navigate the COVID-19 pandemic. Rick Pluta reports.
The new laws are the product of a bipartisan compromise between Democrats and Republicans. Businesses get stronger protections from COVID-19 liability lawsuits from employees and customers. Plaintiffs would have to prove a specific injury, such as being hospitalized for COVID. And workers can't be fired for demanding appropriate safety precautions or staying home if they believe they've been exposed or infected. The bill signings came as healthcare providers, business groups, unions, and colleges and universities released an open letter calling on the Democratic governor and Republican leaders to stop litigating and develop a consensus plan to address COVID-19's effect on commerce and education. I'm Rick Pluta.
Students at Alma College are using the pandemic to study how increased anxiety is impacting academic performance. Places that didn't used to be stressful, like cafeterias and classrooms where people congregate, can now be major sources of anxiety. Alma Junior Blake Jonathan says the goal of the survey is to see the impact of the pandemic over the course of the semester and see how that anxiety is impacting them.
Their fear around getting infected or others around them getting infected, or their worries about social distancing, or how often they have to wear their masks will decrease your GPA, or if someone is more anxious, their GPA will be lower than someone who is less anxious.
Jonathan says the study will help colleges better understand which students or parts of the school might need to be targeted for additional resources. He says the study will continue through the spring. Vice President Mike Pence made a brief stop in Michigan before returning to his home state of Indiana yesterday. He spoke to about 800 fans of President Donald Trump at an airport in Waterford Township in Metro Detroit. About half of the crowd was wearing masks. Pence said he and Trump have made America great again.
So we stood for security. We fought for prosperity. Fought for American energy and American workers. And President Donald Trump has stood strong for the rule of law.
Across the street, a handful of protesters held Biden signs and other signs critical of the Trump administration, the vice president, and their policies. A new report says Michiganders will be exposed to a record-breaking $47 million worth of political advertising this week. More on that from Ben Thorpe.
Part of the rise in political spending in Michigan is due to its status as a battleground state, both for the presidency and the Senate. Simon Schuster is with the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, which monitors political spending in the state. He says funding is coming from outside the state by a nearly 2-to-1 margin.
I think it's important to note that more money than ever is flowing to Michigan for these elections from out of state, from sources where we can't trace the source of these contributions. I think that it becomes an important question as to what effect that might have on our state and on our democracy.
Schuster says the Senate race is currently spending more than the presidential race, which could be a sign that the Senate race is much tighter. It's the highest week of spending ever, but Schuster says it may end up losing the title right away to the week right before Election Day. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
Political experts say many voters appear to have hardened their opinions about who they'll support in the upcoming election. But just how enthusiastic are they about their preferred candidate? As Quinn Kleinfelter reports, some voters say they are more excited for voting against one of the presidential contenders than voting for one of them.
During a recent speech to University of Michigan students in Ann Arbor, live-streamed throughout the nation, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders sought to avoid a repeat of 2016, when many of his younger supporters simply stayed home after he'd lost the Democratic nomination for president.
This young generation does not vote in large enough numbers. So today, I say to the young people here in Michigan and around the country, it is not enough to complain. We got to fight back. And the first way is to vote.
It's a message that hits very close to home with 24-year-old Taylor resident Alexandra Stamper.
I'm actually from Vermont. I'm from Burlington, where Bernie was mayor, and so I know a lot of Bernie bros. But I think right now, I think people are taking Donald Trump more seriously than they took him. A lot of Democrats are taking him more seriously than they took him in 2016. It's pretty evident that the stakes are just so much higher now.
Stamper says she's excited to cast her ballot.
I really am, yes. I think it's a referendum on Donald Trump. And so I think it's maybe the most important election of my lifetime so far. My parents have said it's one of the most important elections of their lifetime. It just feels really important right now.
In Midtown Detroit on Woodward Avenue, Melinda Hill Sangster says she's so committed to voting, she serves as an election precinct supervisor on the east side of the city. She says she's also committed to defeating Donald Trump, much more than being enthused about Democratic nominee Joe Biden.
Biden is the best of both evils. He's not as great as everybody think he is. He's got some dirty ways too, but look at Donald Trump. He has coronavirus. He just pulled his whole mask off at the White House after getting out of the hospital and did not care about anybody or anything. He really don't care.
On a nearby bench, Detroiter John Lasky says he's ready to do his civic duty and vote, even in the midst of a pandemic. But he says he's not thrilled about his choices for the White House.
So-so. No, I ain't really too excited getting out there to do it, but I'm gonna vote. They gonna put in there who they gonna put in there anyway. You know, whether I vote or not, but I'm going to vote. Hopefully Biden get in there. If not, he gave it a try.
At this point, Lord help us.
About 15 miles away, outside the Dodge Park Coney Island in Sterling Heights, Valerie Cusmano is preparing to do her civic duty. She also works the polls in Richmond Township, and Cusmano makes it clear she supports how President Trump handled the economy before the pandemic struck. But she's not so excited about the president himself.
But do I particularly love this person? No. I will definitely vote for the way it was going. But do I particularly like that person? Not particularly, but I still have to vote. If you don't vote, you better not complain about anything.
It's a different story inside the restaurant, where construction worker Paul Silfko says he can't wait to get to the ballot box.
I'm pretty pumped up, but I'm always pumped up for him. I always voted. Voted since 84, never missed one yet. The way it's been run the last 4 years, economy's really skyrocketed. We've been in the construction business. I've been there with all the different work rules with Obama and all them, and everything was slow back then. Now it's just going gangbusters. I mean, we're building buildings from Alabama all the way up here. We haven't had a day off yet.
Teddy, come here. You got to sit down. You can't be standing up next to other people. No, sit down.
A few booths away, Sterling Heights Mayor Michael Taylor corrals one of his children. Taylor says it only takes a glance around the city to see how energized the president's supporters are.
With Trump, it's not just yard signs, it's flags. You know, people are hanging flags from their houses. I saw in my neighborhood a guy painted Trump's name on his pickup truck. There's something you don't see every day. There is a real energy level among Trump supporters for Trump. People love him, that's for sure.
Taylor is not among those supporters. The lifelong Republican made international news when he said he regrets voting for Trump in 2016 and will now vote against him. Taylor says the president is dividing Sterling Heights, and a substantial portion of the electorate wants to vote Trump out of office. But Taylor says there is one emotion he senses all voters here share.
The mood right now is that everybody wants this election to be over, and we're not looking forward to any sort of prolonged period of time after the election to try to figure it out in the courts.
With a historically large number of Michiganders voting absentee this year, and the chance the initial results could be contested by either presidential contender, it seems likely there will be a long wait before the election results are known, no matter how enthusiastically those ballots were cast. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
And that is your morning news roundup for this Friday. I'm Mike Horace. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again on Monday.